This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 308.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to create a media calendar for 2019 and why it's a good idea for you to do so. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to remind you about my 2019 media diary. So this is an A4 desk diary that you can use to plan out your content for the coming year. So it's full of awareness and key dates you can use to create content for your blog or vlog if you have one, for your email marketing, for your social media, for any press that you'd like to secure. And if you're looking for more accountability, so if you feel that you need help to actually create that content, then you can also become a member of my Media Diary Owners Club. And if you join the club, you'll also get access to tutorials that will help you to plan out your content for the coming year. You'll also get 4 group coaching calls with me across the year and a community that you can belong to that will help you stay accountable and to stay on track. Also got some other bonuses that you'll get as part of the club. You'll also get a downloadable calendar, which means that you can download all the dates into your online calendar. You'll also get a PDF version of the diary with lots of lovely printables. It's a really great way to stay accountable. So if you'd like to get hold of a copy of the diary, I will put a link in the show notes. And as ever, any questions, do drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. And now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to create a media calendar for 2019. But first off, why create a media calendar at all? Well, firstly, if you've sat down and you've mapped out the key dates, the key awareness days that you could use to generate content around, if you've thought about what's happening in your business, what are going to be the key selling points, when have you got launches coming up, then you're far less likely to run out of ideas. And just to put this into context for you, so the fact that I'm recording this very episode now is because I have a media calendar. So I'm recording this episode on creating a media calendar in early October. It's due to go out mid-October. And that's because I know that it's no use me putting this episode out for you in December. So putting out an episode on planning your media calendar for 2019 at the end of December. I know that you need this content now. It's also really useful for me because Q4 in my business year is all about my media diary. So I have this media diary. It's an A4 desk diary that you can use to plan out your content for the coming year. It's got awareness days, special dates, key dates that you can use to generate content ideas. So if I'm not creating podcast episodes, if I'm not creating blogs, if I'm not posting about it on social media, if I'm not planning that ahead, then that's going to affect my sales. So the fact I'm recording this very episode now is because I have a media calendar. It's allowing me to plan ahead. But it's also making sure that I'm never going to run out of ideas because I've thought about it all ahead. So the second reason is kind of related to the first, is that your ideas will be timely. Now, I actually got the idea for creating a media calendar, for creating the media diary from my previous existence as a journalist. So I spent nearly 20 years, in fact, writing and editing for national newspapers and magazines. And when you're a journalist, it really is all about the timing. So you don't publish any piece of content without thinking to yourself, why do people need to hear about this now? Why is this timely? Why is this relevant right now? And I think if you've mapped out your media calendar for the coming year, you've thought about what content, what is it that people need to hear about at certain times? What's going to be relevant to them? What's going to be timely? Then you're going to create much better content. The next reason is that it will allow you to plan ahead. And when you plan ahead, you can be much more creative in your content. So if you want to do things like Instagram takeovers, if you want to collaborate with people on Facebook Lives, or you want to do, I don't know, creative projects where you use stop motion video, or you want to create vlogs, or you want to create something that's going to take a little bit of time to put together, then if you've sat down and created a media calendar and you've mapped it out and you've thought about, well, how long will it actually take me to create that video series? How long will it take me to find people to do an Instagram takeover with and get them to say yes and to get that all sorted and get all the artwork created? If you sat down and thought about all of that, then you're much more likely to get it done. And finally, I think making a media calendar, it just makes you more consistent. You've probably heard that phrase, what gets written down gets done. It's so, so true. If you sit down and map out what you're going to be publishing when on your blog or vlog, if you have one, your email newsletter, your social media posts, any press that you might want to go out after, it's just so much more likely to actually happen. So I'm now going to walk you through how to put a media calendar together. I'm going to walk you through it step by step and give you some examples as I go. So the first thing that I would suggest is that you block out at least a couple of hours to do this. It's not the kind of job that you should try and do in fits and starts, half an hour here, 5 minutes there, 10 minutes there. If you do try and do it like that, you'll probably find you never get it finished and it's just not as creative or inspiring as it could be. I'd really suggest that you take yourself off site, so find a nice cafe that you like to work in or a hotel lobby and just focus on this one task and just get it done. You will be so much more effective if you sit down and do this part of it in one hit. The second thing that you need is you need a calendar that you can use. So I've created a media calendar you can download. I'll put it in the show notes to this episode. But what I did before I had the media diary, before I had the media calendar that I now create, I used to just go to Ryman's and I used to buy one of those diaries that you put up on your wall that has all the days and all the dates on it. And I used to actually, one of those ones you could actually tear out the months, and I used to turn those months into quarters. So I used to sticky tape them together. So I'd have January, February, March, and I'd have April, May, June, July, August, September. You probably get the idea. So some kind of calendar where you can see all the dates. So you can kind of set it up so you can look across the year. So you're not just kind of looking at months in isolation. And I think quarters is a really good way to look at it. So the next step is to start with the obvious. So to mark up your calendar with the obvious things. So these are things like Christmas, New Year, Easter, Valentine's Day, back to school, summer holidays, Black Friday. And although this sounds really obvious, it probably sounds a little bit silly. Like, why would you actually mark up Christmas on your calendar? But you'd be amazed when you're busy running your business. It's so easy to get to like the second week of December and go, oh my God, I really meant to create some Christmas content, but now it's too late. And I had this really great idea for a video series, but there's no way I'll get that created now. But if you've sat down and you've thought about it, and it's on your calendar, it's there in black and white, then you can give yourself the time to create that content. And I've already mentioned the fact that I'm creating this episode right now is because I sat down and thought about it across the year and I knew that I was going to be creating this episode. I knew I needed to get it on the diary. I know that it's no good me putting this episode out for you on December the 31st. I know that you need it now if you're planning for the next year. I know that I also need it because I need to promote my diary around this time of year. Last week, I had an episode on, that was episode 307. On Christmas content ideas for busy business owners. Now, I published that right at the beginning of October because, again, it's no use me putting out an episode in the middle of December on Christmas content ideas because you need this content now. You need it at this time of the year. And again, I was only able to do that because I had a media calendar and I had it plotted out over the whole year. So start with the obvious. Nothing is too silly. Just get it on there. And, you know, depending on where you are in the world, there'll be different dates like Father's Day, Mother's Day, different times, different religious festivals possibly. But just get it all on there. It doesn't matter how silly or obvious it is. It will save you time in the long run. So the next set of dates that I would add to your calendar are important events in your country or your part of the world. So in the UK, we're going to have big news coming up relating to Brexit, for example. That's going to be big for us in 2019. So get the key dates around that in your calendar. Government spending reviews, party conferences, budgets. Now, you might think to yourself, if you're running a business, well, what has all this stuff got to do with my business? Well, actually, it's got everything to do with your business. So if the government announces that they're putting a new tax in for small business owners, or they're putting VAT up or down, or they're introducing some new rules or regulations about something, that is going to affect you. And just to give you an example, I've got a few clients that work in the wine industry. So if there's some changes in the government budget around taxation around wine or VAT or something like that, that is going to affect their business. And I always say to people, it doesn't matter whether you run a hair salon or you're a coach or you are a personal trainer, you are potentially going to be affected by things that are happening in the world, particularly political things. So make sure you get those on your diary. Important events can also include things like sporting events or big theatre productions or new things that are happening. So, for example, one of my clients, Jennifer McDonald-Nethercott, she was working, I think she still is actually working for a company that make beef jerky. So she got that on her diary. She got the London Marathon on her diary and she was able to create some content around healthy snacks that you can eat in the run-up to a marathon or after a marathon. So just having those key dates there, those key awareness days, those key things that are happening in the world, then that's going to help you to plan ahead and be more creative in your content. The next type of dates that I would add onto your calendar are your awareness days. So if you order a copy of my 2019 media diary, you will get that about over 1,000 key dates and awareness days that you can use across the year. We also send out extra dates every month with the diary. So we send out a monthly newsletter where we give you some new dates to add to your diary, but things like Baby Loss Awareness Week. So before I came onto this podcast, sat down to record this podcast, I popped into the Facebook group for the Media Diary Owners Club. So this is a membership community that I've set up to support people who buy their diary and want to make sure that they use it. So we have tutorials that go along with the to show people how to create the content and plan the content. We have 4 group coaching calls across the year. We have some extra downloads. We have this Facebook group. And I went in there just to see what some of the 2018 members have been publishing recently. And I found that Rebecca De Jager, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Rebecca, she'd recently published a blog post on Baby Loss Awareness Week and you know, why she finds it October hard. I've actually done that myself. I've had press coverage for Baby Loss Awareness Week, and just knowing that was coming up, I was able to pitch ideas to the press to talk about that. I noticed that parenting blogger Jenny Fuchs, she just published a nice post, which was a review of a porridge cafe in Edinburgh, and that's because it was World Porridge Day. So it all kind of linked in really nicely. So things like Chocolate Day, Grandparents Day, Cancer Awareness Day, silly things like Popcorn Day, Chocolate Day, if you're a food blogger or if you work in the food industry at all, they can be great for you. So things like Popcorn Day, Chocolate Day, if you work in the food industry or connected to that, or you work with food in any way, they can work for you. And International Day of Yoga. So I've got plenty of yoga instructors and fitness instructors in my group. World Photographers Day, for example, there's another example. I've got lots of photographers in my membership. So having those awareness days and key dates, you don't have to use them all, but just looking across and thinking, which ones might be relevant to my business, which might spark content ideas for me, save you so much time, so much hassle. So there are sites out there that you can look at online. So if you just Google awareness days, key dates, special days, there's lots of websites you can go to. Some are more reliable than others. With the media diary, we actually go through them and we check them and we verify them. We can never guarantee that they're going to be 100% correct because, of course, dates do change and things get cancelled. But, you know, we go through them, we check them over, we verify them, we check them again, we check them again, we check them again. So if you want to have all of the dates in one place, if you want to know that they've been checked and verified, then do pick up a copy of the diary. But, you know, there are plenty of websites that you can go to where you can find awareness dates online. So the next thing that I would add to your calendar would be anniversaries. So again, there's lots of websites that you can find online which will help you with this, but you can find anniversaries of key world events or key historical events that might relate to your business. So for example, there's 200 years since the birth of Queen Victoria. I've got a few travel tour guides in my membership, actually, and I'm sure they could probably make something of a date like that. It's 500 years since the death of Leonardo da Vinci. I've got a few artists in my membership group. They could probably make something of that. But also just looking at who died last year, which sounds a bit macabre, doesn't it? But it actually worked quite well. So, you know, looking through who died in 2018, are there any particular icons that are relevant to your industry or anybody that just personally meant a lot to you? So I was looking at some of the examples, 2018, Burt Reynolds, Aretha Franklin, Kate Spade. So again, knowing when those anniversaries are going to be coming up, you know they're probably going to get talked about in the press and people are going to be talking about them online. So if that person is relevant to your industry or meant a lot to you personally, there's a potential for some content opportunities there. Other things that you might not have thought of but can be quite good are court cases. It can be interesting to follow court cases that are relevant to your industry. And with court cases, obviously, they can take so long to go on. But if you spot that there's a court case going on that is relevant to your industry, you can have a look and see when you think the verdict will be delivered. You can make a note about that on your calendar and then to sort of check in at the time. And that can turn into content where you can, you know, you can do opinion-led content. You can ask other people what they think about particular court cases. So that's one that people often don't think about, but it's definitely worth keeping an eye on. The other key one is new films, books and TV programs. So this can be harder when you're planning ahead because I was looking to see what the big films were going to be for 2019 before I sat down to record this podcast episode. And we know what they are, but we don't necessarily know when they're coming out. And we probably won't know, particularly with TV programs. For TV programs, it can be really, really last minute when you get the TX date, they call it. So what I suggest you do is just get as much information as you can. So if you know there's going to be some films coming out, you're not sure whether months, just make a note of them somewhere. If you get a copy of the Media Diary in our monthly newsletter, that's one of the things that we'll give you. So we'll let you know each month what are going to be the upcoming films and TV releases and books, the things that you wouldn't necessarily know about in advance and we wouldn't necessarily know about in advance. But just to give you a bit of a heads up, I was having a look to see what the key films could be for 2019. So there's Mary, Queen of Scots. So again, I've got some members in my membership community who do historical tours, so that could be relevant to them. We've got Aladdin, we've got Lion King, Wonder Woman, Frozen 2. So just knowing those things that are coming up could be helpful for you content-wise. And in 2018, I was just trying to think of an example to share with you earlier, but we had Paddington 2, for example, and I've got Amanda Overend, who's in my membership community. She has Books and Pieces. She sells children's books. So just knowing that Paddington was coming up, you know, you could get people to talk to you about their favourite Paddington book. You could get them to send in pictures of them reading Paddington with their children or whatever. There's no end to the things that you can do if you've just got a little bit of time to prepare. So even if your business is unrelated, so there was a Winnie the Pooh film. In fact, there's been a few Winnie the Pooh related films over the past few years, hasn't there? But, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be connected to your business. If you're a fan of Winnie the Pooh, there's no reason why you can't actually put that on your calendar to create some content around that and ask people to tell you what their favourite Winnie the Pooh book is. It doesn't actually have to be related to your business. The other thing that I would add is other key dates that are very relevant to your industry. So just to give you an example, so as a journalist, I used to specialise in education. So there were, when I used to plot out my media diary for the year, and actually this is where this whole idea came from. It's how I used to work as a journalist. Like, we, as a journalist, we talk about on and off diary stories. So on diary stories are things that you know about, things that are happening, so reports that are coming out, key dates, key events across the year. The off diary stuff is the kind of things that just happen day to day, the news, if you like. But as a journalist, I've very much worked on diary, and there were certain dates that I would have in my diary across the year, and I would be thinking about those well ahead. So it's just things like exam dates, exam results day, the date that the government announced school places for primary and secondary. So big education reports, like international reports like PISA, all of this would be marked up on my diary well in advance. I'd be thinking about content ideas around those months in advance. This is really where this whole idea came from, actually. And actually, just to share with you that the more I think that you can think about yourself as a journalist, really, as the editor of a publication. So to think about your content, not as separate pieces of content, but think about yourself as an editor of almost like an online publication. The more you can think about it like that, and the more you can look across the year like a journalist would, like an editor would, the more successful you'll be with your content. And there's one last thing that I think you should mark up on your media calendar. And this is the one that people often forget, but it's the most important one. And that is what's happening in your own business. So your own launches. So what are the key times in your year when you're going to be launching new products, new programs, when you're going to have things to sell? And if you've got that all marked up in your diary, like well in advance, you can be thinking about how you can create promotional content around that. So my media diary, obviously it's been in my diary and my calendar across the whole year. I've been thinking about creating content for this quarter, for this really important sales quarter in my business. I've been thinking about it for months and thinking about the kind of content that I need to create. So it would certainly, if I just kind of rocked up in October and put the media diary on pre-sale and suddenly thought, oh, maybe I ought to create the old blog post, or maybe I ought to record a podcast episode, that definitely would impact on my sales. This has all been thought about in advance. Even if some of the content is being created at the last minute, the ideas have been formulated well in advance. So I hope you found that useful and helpful. As ever, I do love hearing from you. So if you've got any questions about this, drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. And if you'd like to get hold of a copy of the calendar, I'll link to that in the show notes. And if you'd like to get hold of the media diary, which has over 1,000 key dates and awareness days that you can use to plan out your content for the coming year, then I'll also put a link to that in the show notes as well.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.